Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A 12-year-old male student from the Nanilchik School is currently in custody after making threats about bringing a gun to school. According to Alaska State Troopers yesterday, they received a call from a concerned parent Tuesday about the student. Troopers determined the student had made repeated threats and planned to bring a gun to school. Troopers took the student into custody and transported him to the Kenai Youth Facility. Kenai Peninsula Borough School District spokesperson Peggy Erkineff says the school's principal, Jeff Ambrosier, was notified about the threat after school hours.
So he sent home a message to all the parents, and the staff was fully briefed as well. And then a counselor was available the next day at school for any of the students who wanted to talk about just school safety or their school culture and what was happening in their own school that day.
Troopers are still investigating the incident. Erkineff says the district will determine what actions need to be taken after the investigation is completed. Tiffany Zolkowski is House District 38's new state representative. She replaces Representative Zach Fansler, who resigned earlier this month following assault allegations. Governor Bill Walker appointed Zolkowski to the seat yesterday morning, and House Democrats confirmed her yesterday evening. In a statement yesterday, Speaker of the House Bryce Edgman noted that Zolkowski will be the first Alaska Native woman to represent her region in 10 years. KYUK's Teresa Katsourilis has more.
Zolkowski hopes to tackle the state's fiscal crisis and work closely with constituents. She would also be one of the few women of color to serve in Alaska's legislature. Zolkowski is half Yupik and half Polish, and she says that growing up in a community like Bethel has given her a unique perspective.
This region of Alaska is so diverse. We have varying groups that come from all over the world, as well as the people that have been in this region since time immemorial. And so I was very lucky, I feel, in the opportunities that I've had in my life to grow up in this environment. And it's with that knowledge and understanding and footing that I feel very confident and humbled in the ability to represent House District 38 in the state legislature.
Zolkowski is the latest in a series of politicians that Governor Walker has appointed to the legislature following a series of resignations in the State House and Senate. State Republicans confirmed Mike Dozer Schauer as Matsu Valley's District E representative earlier, and State Representative John Lincoln was sworn into District 40's vacant seat in January. In an interview earlier this week, Zolkowski added that if she works well with the House Majority Coalition, she will consider running in the next election for House District 38 seat in November 2018. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.
Weather forecast for the capital city calls for a chance of rain and snow showers for today, high temperature in the mid-30s. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.